Yemen's interior ministry says it's questioning five Iranians found aboard a ship captured earlier this week off Yemen's western coast. Local officials said weapons aboard the ship were destined for al-Houthi rebels, Zaidi Shiite followers of the late Malik al-Houthi, who claim they're discriminated against in the majority Sunni nation. The rebels and Iran deny any ties. As for the ship, Tehran first dismissed reports as a media lie. It now says the government charges are baseless. In addition, Iran's press TV broadcast reports accusing the Yemeni government of seeking outside help.
The Yemeni official has reportedly met one of the top members of al-Qaeda inside Yemen. The two sides reportedly agreed that Sana'a provides the al-Qaeda forces with light weapons.
Yemen's government denies turning to al-Qaeda in the fight against the rebels. The conflict, which began in 2004 but picked up in earnest this August, brings together a trinity of regional problems: poverty, extremism, and sectarian divides. Add to that the competing interests of rival regional powers, Sunni Saudi Arabia along Yemen's northern border, and Shiite Iran, plus the specter of international terrorism, and Yemen's problems gain a wider interest. U.S. officials worry that al-Qaeda members driven from Afghanistan are trying to set up camp in Yemen, ancestral home to network leader Osama bin Laden. Yemen Post newspaper editor Hakim al-Masmari says the relationship between the government and al-Qaeda has been murky in the past, but he says it's not at all clear there is any current partnership.
Today the government has no agreement with al-Qaeda, and their relationship with them is very fierce, and this is why over the last 6 months, over 100 al-Qaeda members have been in prison.
Al-Masmari says that relations among the rebels are not even straightforward.
There are people who are against the government due to certain issues, either because the government raided their houses during previous wars, and that was a cause of family members being killed. So they are fighting along with the Houthi just to go against the government, not because of the love for the Houthi himself.
Perhaps the clearest issue in this conflict is its victims. Aid groups say as many as 150,000 people have been displaced by the fighting, many of them seeking refuge in remote camps near the Saudi border. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.